Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Clint, fairness. That is a word that is being tossed around a lot, especially nationally. And I think over the next 24 hours will be something talked about until the Texans probably hire their next coach. And when you hear that in terms of fairness of David Culley getting fired today, David Culley, and everything in this situation, do you think that is a fair term to use in this?
No, I don't. I don't think it's accurate. I don't. I mean, not if we're talking solely about David Culley being fired today. I do not believe that it's fair or accurate to crush the Texans for firing David Culley. Now, if we want to go back and rehash the hiring and through the firing, the year of David Culley. Oh, there's plenty to crush. There's plenty to bash. There's plenty of reason to cuss the Texans for what they've done, the decisions they've made. No question about it. They give us plenty to crush them for. When you look up and this is the situation that you're in, and you got a choice to make at this point in time in the season. Do you move forward with David Culley? Or do you go another route? And I believe that there was plenty to justify going in a different direction from David Culley, regardless of having their next guy in hand, having a plan, if you will, for the next year or 2 years or whenever they find their next guy. It's plain and simple. David Culley was hired to be the head coach of the Houston Texans. Were there some extenuating circumstances? Hell yeah, some rough ones. Everybody involved understood. He signed the paper, and at the end of the year, if you evaluate the job that David Culley did, I think he fell well short of meeting the expectations, the very low expectations that a rebuilding franchise has for a bridge-the-gap coach. You can get more out of that position. You need more out of that position. You definitely need more out of that position in year two than you got in year one, and I believe that that's reason enough to move on from David Culley. And so when we're talking about fairness, was it, if we're just talking about coaching, was it fair that he got his shot and he happened to get his shot with a depleted roster? No, it's not. It sucks. But you knew it coming in. You signed up for it, right? I mean, you got your shot and the general manager hired your offensive coordinator. Is that fair? No, but you signed up for it. You agreed to it. You knew it was part of the deal when you got here. I mean, that's, so if we're talking fairness, I think there's a conversation big picture. If we're talking on the day, the minute, if we're talking in response to David Culley being fired, banging on the Texans, crushing the Texans for making that decision of firing David Culley, not the other stuff, firing David Culley, I personally think is inaccurate. Or I think it's silly. I think it's.
You don't agree with banging on
them. I don't agree with, because that, to me, that is a great decision. That is a decision that had to be made. There was no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You couldn't make the same decision in a month or in a year. Now's the time to make that decision. So the timing, the decision, the sense of urgency involved, I thought it was a great job. And hell, I applaud the Texans for making that decision as quickly as they did instead of letting it drag out.
Clint Stoner Show, Tyler producing this and working really hard. We'll hear from you, 713-572-4610. Fairness, do you think fair is a term that is the right term to use in this situation of the firing of David Culley? my thoughts in hearing a lot of what you're saying, I think this is different than Brian Flores being fired in Miami. That one to me didn't make sense. It wasn't. You could use the word fair. It was not fair.
Now we can have a conversation. That one, like, they don't make no damn sense.
I don't think those are in the same ballpark. I don't. I think David Culley showed enough and multiple times that head coach is just not the role for him, and that he should not have ever been put in that place to begin with. I do think, even with saying that, I do think it is it is fair, and that it shouldn't be left out of the conversation that there were a lot of things in the situation that he had to deal with that helped accentuate the negatives. I think when you look at him being a first-year coach that didn't have a lot of experience with the media and then being dropped in a Deshaun Watson storm, I think that helped make it look worse. I think the talent around him on the team helped make his situation look worse. I think to acknowledge what he had and what he was given to try to succeed, whatever expectation was, I think at least acknowledging that is also fair, still while saying he did enough to show that, yep, this isn't a role for him and we need to make a move.
In my opinion, that's not, like, he didn't get fired because he didn't have because he had a lack of talent. Like, he didn't get fired because he mishandled or didn't handle the Deshaun Watson situation correctly. Like, I don't care what kind of talent you have on the field. Like, if I'm in your ear saying, hey, man, let the opponent score so that the guys that have busted their ass all year long have a better chance to possibly win this ball game, and it doesn't process in your head, that ain't got nothing to do with the talent. That ain't got nothing to do with when you're talking to the media and you create a play that never happened. That doesn't have anything to do with talent. That doesn't have anything to do with the situation you were put in. That's the inability to communicate what just happened on the field to the media. And the dude would forget names of players when he was talking to the media. Like it's just all of those kind of things to me are more why. And I don't even care why they fired. Like, I don't know why they fired him. So all I can tell you is, in my opinion, why they had to move on from David Culley is because you got to get. I don't care how dysfunctional your organization is. I don't care how much it costs to get rid of him. I don't care who hired who. I don't care about all that. If the head coach can't process what I'm telling him in his headset, whether I should be telling him or not, right? If he can't do that, then you're doing a disservice to the guys in the locker room. Like, if you know what I mean? Like, if he can't process, hey, I should probably accept this penalty and run another play on third down instead of punt. Like, that's game management, sure, but I've never heard that. I've never seen that. That's like, I mean, I've never seen a coach even think to do that. And you go, well, like that, you're impacting every decision he makes, impacts the entire locker room. Like, those are the deals to me, show that I know there's a lot of other factors, man, but that right there is just 100% unacceptable.
That's what I said. That's not the role for him. He's not a head coach. But to me, the whole situation, I never felt like that man was comfortable in his own skin the entire time he was here, because I think it appeared like he was coached on every single thing that he was doing. Coached on every, like, I don't even know if he was living in his own mind space the whole time. When he's coming out to talk, you know, I think a lot of the blunders happen because he got 57 different things in his heads on what he's supposed to say and what he shouldn't say. So I just think when you're as dysfunctional as the Texans are and there's so many different things happening, I think that is something that I think should be acknowledged as well, even though he has completely shown you, like, yeah, he doesn't. All of this other stuff did not help him and did not help his cause. The dysfunction of everything that was happening around him didn't help his cause. So I do think for him that is fair to also to bring up. But as people are texting in, people are saying David Culley won. He got he got $22 million, but
man, if he got $2 million, he won.
He feels like a guy that probably isn't happy. and he said the things himself. I would imagine in his mind he doesn't feel like he is, but he's probably being looked at almost as, you know, football dumb, I think, with a lot of the decisions that he's made and things that he said. And I bet you he doesn't like that portrayal. And I bet you if we talked to him, he probably would say there were some things that led to, you know, some of the silliness there. And I don't know if $22 million is just, I am good to be portrayed and look like that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.